Mr. Speaker, distinguished guests, fellow citizens. As we gather tonight, our nation is at war, our economy is in recession, and the civilized world faces unprecedented dangers. Yet the state of our kingdom has never been stronger.
Dear Ash, I'm brand new and at level 6. Can you please tell me where I should adventure?
Right now, you should be playing around in the harem, if not already into the fat fried fryers, deep fried fryers area. If anything I've told you today is helpful, you can show your love by throwing me some stars, but that's just me. Or box of sunshine. Thanks for.
Hey, Ashalon, can you tell me what food not to eat on a speed run?
Oranges and grapes.
I've done lots of hardcore runs, and I'm bored. What should I do?
I might do a softcore quick run. Do a stainless steel the entire time.
I didn't get my Mr. A's as fast as I think I should have. I'm going to go cancel my credit card charges and blur, blur, blur.
It's been fucking 2 days, and you probably didn't do it right either.
We're adjusting our strategies to the threats of a new era.
You are now listening to the very learned and very wise Ashalon and his State of the Kingdom on the radio KOL.
Okay, so yeah, I was watching the World Cup. Deal with it, people. It only comes on once every 4 years. And, damn, that was a freaking weird-ass ending. I've never seen a captain of an international team just snap 7 minutes before, you know, penalty kicks, and is one of their best penalty kickers on the team, whips around and headbutts this guy right in the sternum. I mean, just like, what the fuck. So, 'twas quite weird. Quite weird. Alright. So, man, I was looking through my art threads and, updating them. And I have questions. Oh, thank you for sending in questions early. Goroblox will be sending me in questions from Newbie. So Goroblox apparently is the voice from Newbie. Hello, everybody in Newbie. If you'd like to ask a question directly to me, then you could, of course, always blue message that, which is a message, a private message. And so in your chat, you could type in /MSG space Ashalon. Or if you prefer the user ID, go to MSG or /MSG space 67689, and then just type your question, and I'll get to it in this next hour. I used to tend to ramble about something this first half of the show, and then hit all your questions, because if I try to do nothing but questions, the last half of the questions really kind of goes into la-la land and delusionary ramblings, which is more delusionary than the ramblings I usually go on, but It usually turns into suckage radio. But anyway, I continue on, and as I digress yet again. This is State of the Kingdom. This is the Radio KOL talk show for the common player. We don't talk about the Uber speedruns, but we talk about how it works and how it doesn't work. Oh, dear God. Corplex. This is going to be wrong, I think. But basically, I am not a dev, I am not a coder, I am pretty much a player who just happens to have a microphone and about 140-something ascensions. Maybe up to 115. I've got 114 on Dark Eagle, and Ash now has 33. So almost 150. I've ascended a few times. Okay. If you'd like to look at two set characters, that'd be Ashlon and then Dark Eagle. Is my other account. It's all one word. So, he's kind of on a semi-retirement from ascending. He's restocking everything he's used over the last year. So, I don't really have a dramatically important topic for today's show. So this might turn into a lot of questions. But I will play a couple music. I will kind of go over the changes that happened this last week. And then we'll talk about something. Something will probably pop up in my mind that, ooh, I should ramble about this for a little bit. And then it's your questions. Your questions can be answered on air. And trust me, there are many people in radio chat, which whenever I'm wrong, which is about once or five or ten times a show, promptly tell me that I'm an idiot and I should be saying this instead. And so they cover my ass, which is good because, you know, my ass gets cold when there's a breeze. So I'm going to play three songs. If you'd like to oh, God. Corplox, I'm going to beat you. Holy shit. Corplox is spamming me with newbie. Shit. Oh. Because we're getting such gems as, can I say fucking chat? How do I write stuff in italics? Oh, God. Oh. God, I miss newbie. Wait, no, I don't. You know, newbie was the reason that I didn't ever get bug meat, because I didn't know there were other... there were other channels, and so newbie pissed me off and annoyed the fuck out of me, so I just played and didn't do chat. And logged in one day and the mall's empty and I'm like, what the fuck? Oh, Gorplex, I know you're not making these up, and that's the problem, because I was oh, Gleaves, they're never going to name it, because it's now the running joke to piss off Gorblax. Which is why he's, King Arthur asked, do you know the Muffin Man? Yes, I know the Muffin Man. He lives down the lane. And... how do you PM another player? Moondark, you just did. Tell the Italian guys to use HTML. Oh, God. I'm actually being spammed with questions for once. This actually might be interesting of a show. Oh boy, this is going to be a unique. Where can I get empathy from your mom? And get empathy from your mom. Alright, guys, three songs. I'm coming back. This is Ashlon, State of the Kingdom, here on Radio KOL. Alright, I'm back. And let me explain to you what this show is going to be, unless some other people send in questions. It's going to be the Gorblax slash newbie and Emily Lasagna show, okay? This is going to be just insane. So, what else happened lately? Well, let's see here. My 1 year anniversary for DJing was last night. Gave away a Radio Free Regalia outfit. Dermot's consternation, Krovax won it. Promptly smashed it. Sent me the chunks and stuff back. Apparently the pants give one twinkly wad. The foil gives one twinkly wad. And the cap gives four twinkly nuggets. And so, the Radio Free Regalia outfit is now residing in my display case for DJ Ashlon. Go check it out if you so desire. Corplax! You're making me cry. What do I need to do for the Alphabet Giant? Song and dance, baby. God, Corplax. And we have another person in newbie singing the praises of goofballs. Yeah, until tomorrow. But Gorblax, I have no pants. Patience. Patience. How do I smash an item? Well, that is probably a good question. That Life is Bloom is asking, which kind of goes with what I was just talking about, is that pretty much when you look at the level 15 skill Pulverize, you're really pulverizing it, but everyone's kind of, you know, grow back, smash! And thus it went, continues on. And I do believe it says, oh god, will you go to prom with me? Another newbie classic question. It's basically level 15 skill called Pulverize. All of you sure you passed you the literacy test? Oh, Jesus. So anyway, that was chaotic. And I have to say, the dynamics in radio chat was pretty interesting, because you had half the people in there rooting against Krovax, and I mean rooting for anyone but Krovax. And then you had the small group who was like, go Krovax, for science! I was like, oh boy. It was interesting, and it came a tiebreaker, you know, everyone kind of was like, tiebreaker kind of sucks, but, you know, I had to do a tiebreaker eventually, because, like, the sock games, they have to end eventually, and it was ended up by, like, pretty sneaky thing that Krovax did to win it. It was a guess how many Starberries I have, between 1 and 5,000, and, Hawksmore said 2,500, and Gorblax guessed 2,501, and luckily for him, it was a higher number, and so, it wins. Oh boy. The chaos that is newbie continues. But then see what else. Oh yeah, there's some new quest I think came out. The White Citadel. Basically the homage to Tweedledee and Tweedledum go to White Castle. Which is another in a long line of movies that came out up within the last 3 to 4 years of complete stupidity, which I just can't stand. You know, I just hate drivel comedy. You know, just sheer drivel. You know, it's real popular in the junior high and high school level because it's stupidly funny. But when you get older, you start to lose, you know, the comedy for that. Unless it is so god-awful bad. They're trying to be serious, and it's so bad, such as Jesus Christ Vampire Hunter, which I got the pleasure of seeing at Meet Me in St. Louis, which you've not seen a musical until everybody starts snapping and starts reading off the books in the New Testament. And then when they get to Revelation, the song and dance music starts going. it's great. It's great. You know, that's just... Wow. Provox did get a custom item, and... You know? Provox should smash said custom item, but he won't yet. He's got a couple more things on his list to smash. Oh. Oh. Gorblax is keeping me entertained today with newbie. Gah. But anyway, on this White Citadel quest. Yeah, it's past 48-hour rule. Basically, you're wandering down the road to the White Citadel, and you eventually get some, you know, you get to a couple things that make you stop, and then you go do some adventures, and you get the right item, and then you go on to the next one. And so it's kind of a relatively new idea, is that you can't have the items before you find the puzzle. If that makes sense. So it's kind of a little bit different this time, a little bit different coding. I kind of like it, something new. So eventually you get to White Castle, and it's a guild quest. And, you know, with the said guild, you end up getting... What do you get? You get, a rabbit's foot, I think. Which is okay. Nice little optional quest. I know this is building a line of them. It'll be interesting to see how they continue along. And also, the Whitey's Grove was kind of reorganized and reworked, which is fun. And you now get a choice option to get the white picket fence, thank God. Makes everybody all nice and happy. So, you know, hey. Nice little quest. I think right now, not the greatest stuff. You know, kind of a little small little quest. You know, I saw the foot. I was like, nice item. Nothing jaw-dropping. Going, whoa! But I think the quest is going to further on, which I think is eventually going to give us the epic pants, which means that we should have epic outfits, which is just a great opportunity to do 6 new outfits, because you'd have epic hat, epic weapon, epic pants for 6 new tattoos, since it's apparently about the only thing that I can get all of them anymore. By the way, there's another trophy that came out. It was a hidden trophy. If you blew your fingers off on the 4th of July, you got a trophy. Promptly piss everybody else off. And, you know, my comment was, okay, I'm mad. Yes, it's funny. But I just feel that they're getting into a danger of pretty much every holiday there's a secret trophy. And, you know, people who basically have family or lives are now at a disadvantage. But, shrugs. Girl Black says he thinks the rabbit's foot would be much better as an offhand item. If it was offhand, then yeah, that actually would be not a bad thing. that would be true. Robux says, my friend Demius is one of only 5 players in the game to have every outfit in his display case. Cool. I think I could do most of them. I think I'd be short the original Crimbo gear. The 04 Crimbo, I think is what it is, or the 03. One of the two. The first Crimbo outfit. The one with the wrapping paper. Because I so do not have that. I have the rest. And stuff. Oh, let's see here. What else? Oh, God. The newbie patrol. I have to say, Gorblax, I'm warning you, I'm gleaning out the good ones compared to the not-so-good ones. Yerrick says, check out her profile. Ooh! Custom avatar. Think. CA? I'm going to assume that's what I'm looking for, because I don't see anything else new. Wonder if I can persuade Chick to update my avatar, throwing a Yerrick the real bad burst on my head. Cute. I'm not seeing anything else dramatically newish on her. Because that's pretty cool. Oh, dear God. Someone's freaking spin. The trophy. Oh! I didn't scroll down that far. Curse you, Yerrick. Gah! Curse you, Yerrick. Yerrick's flaunting her trophy. Meh. Gorblox, did he get banned for doing that? Because that should be like an auto-ban. Hey, if you go to my website, blah, 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 and click on my ads 10 times, I'll send you meat! And, yeah. But, yes, he did. Thank you, Gorblox. How many hours? Because I want to know. Of course, then we have the drama that has been going on this last week of the billion-dollar chow mein, or the billion-meat chow mein. where someone somehow got meat, I don't care, and then clicked on the wrong chow mein, which, and bought it for a billion meat, and then the person won't give it back, and they're whining at Scully, and there's, like, lies and modifying of stories and accusations and eBay and all sorts of crap going on, and, you know, that's kind of what people's asking me, like, you know, what's your whole take on this thing? My whole take on this thing is, if it was a legitimate purchase, you know, as been told numerous times before, and it was not a price switch, which apparently it wasn't, and the person who bought it basically said, yeah, I fucked up, you know, that's a problem. Of course, apparently then there is a story that person A then had somehow scammed the meat from person C and stuff, and so really the meat should go back over here. My whole thing on this is, you know, that's a bunch of meat. It's like a trillion meat, or it's a big old ass bunch of meat. You know, if there's this much problems with knowing who to give the meat to, real simple. Send it to me, I'll have the biggest ass radio contest known to man. And it'll be fun for all. I mean, dear God, I mean, you're like, 10 million meat, boom, there you go. 10 million meat, boom, there you go. I could do this for, like, days. There you go, problem solved. Honestly, if it's a big enough problem, keep poking Scully long enough, and he'll basically just yank it from everybody and go, all of you lose, shut up. So, you know. Oh, shit. Gorblox, someone once walked into Newbie and asked, what's chat for? Gorblox says, I said it's for finding 11-year-old cyber partners and asking how to open the sunken chest. Oh, shit. Well, you know. Yeah, you know. That's funny. It's... And a lot of you in radio have not heard this because the drama's not been going on in here. It's been going on in, like, trade and food court. And it bled over into one of my clans that I'm in, because apparently one of the people was a member of one of them for a while. Yes, Joe Bob, good call for not telling them to leave off me. But tell me, I mean, you know, and this giveaway's going to be for, oh, let's see here, 37 million meat. Tell me how many people would, like, be listening to my radio show every time. Every time. Fun. Alright, moving on. What else has been going on? Krovac Smash 9 of 13. Boy, I don't know of anything. Has anything else, like, dramatically new been going on lately? At all? That you guys know of? Just too boring, going to start starting everything Ash says into innuendo now. Penis. Turn that into innuendo. Oh yes, soda water at the laboratory. It wasn't soda water, it was the knob seltzer, wasn't it? In Newbie, they have no grasp on the word drama. They are drama. Another statistic, courtesy of Gorblox in Newbie, Where was it? I saved it because it was funny. Gore Black says, it's also been revealed that 30% of the people in Newbie right now are religious players of RuneScape. Which then one of them goes, well, I don't understand why everybody hates it. Let's explain why we hate, shall we? Why we hate RuneScape. A, it sucks. B, it blows chunks. C, half people in there are hackers and basically beat the crap out of everybody who's new, who's trying to play it normally. And D, it's populated by 9-year-old twats who doesn't have a clue what they're doing. And then whenever they come to a real game with normal people and adults' maturity, and they try to basically do all the crap they pull in RuneScape, they don't understand why they're banned because they don't have any semblance of proper societal interaction. Have I missed anything? I don't think I've missed anything. If I have, please go ahead and tell me. Yerk mentions, they mentioned the radio show, I'm assuming Jay's Vegan Scully, there's something new about the White Citadel burger. Do you know anything about that? Possibly a trophy? I've not heard anything about that, and nothing in the threads and the forums lately that I've been reading has pointed that way, but I would not be surprised. I miss it, slow to play. Oh yeah, there is that too. Another newbie wants to know why no one is buying the stuff he puts in the flea market. Because no one uses the flea market? Sounds like Evernoob. No, that's Evercrack, the game that just keeps on sucking your life savings away. Once upon a time, there is a little robotics game that my school plays in. It's called Best. It's pretty cool. But there was one year where I would have to stand over the kids and constantly recite the four-word mantra, build now, EverQuest later, because repeatedly 3 to 5 times during the 2.5 hour time we would be building, they would stop to talk about what they were going to farm that night. And I had to keep remind him. This is the most often asked question in Newbie. So hey people, who knows how to get past salad covered door? Oh god. I don't know. Hell, everything should be a trophy. I want like a trophy for me for being Ashlon. Ha ha. My penis has a 21-inch monitor. Oh dear God. Your penis is about to get banned from chat. Okay, I'm going to play a song, and then I'm going to start answering this plethora of questions. If you have a question, gameplay-related, hopefully not newbie-esque, I do have to say the Gorbax questions have been entertaining, but if you have a gameplay question, please send it to Ashlon, which is player number 67689, State of the Kingdom, here on Radio KOL.